This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Policy Thursday, we feature a Minnesota dairy farmer who shares an optimistic outlook for the dairy industry. Steve Schlongen milks 60 cows outside of Albany, Minnesota, and he's also chair of Associated Milk Producers. He says on National Milk's Dairy Defined podcast that despite a recent stretch of low prices, a better safety net for dairy producers and an improving market is making now a better time for dairy farmers.
It's always been a tough industry to be in. It's always hard work. It's always been physical. It's always been 24/7. But I think with new technology, I could probably double my herd size, have two robots, milk 10 times the cows my grandpa did, and have way less work than he ever had back then. So I think as time has changed, our family farms have had to get bigger, but they could get bigger because there's technology to help you with the labor and with the management and with the handling of the animals and everything. So it's just after you go through 5 years like this, nobody even wants to talk about maybe starting up and I don't know if I'd even want to have my boys come home and take over right now after what we've gone through. But I also know at the end of the day, everything we have after 30 years of farming came from milking cows. And I don't think I would have that if I would have been working somewhere or doing something else. If you want to be around, I think now, invest your money wisely on things that return the quickest probably, and not things that are just nice to have. Things have gotten easier as far as physical work on farms. We used to handle a lot of small square bales and do a lot of physical labor. Now it's more about speed and getting things done. Less physical labor, but a ton more stress, I believe. And maybe part of that is because you don't have the physical labor to work that stress off like we used to. But I still think, though, this could be a really good time to get started. We have a safety net now that if you're a young producer, you could go rent an empty barn. And there's a lot of them out there. You could buy some cows. They're not very expensive right now. And you work with your neighbors, and they could supply your feed and take your manure, and you wouldn't have to make all the huge investments in land and machinery and equipment. Just take care of your cows at your farm place, and you probably do pretty good. The other thing that's different now than was back then was the interest rates are really low. I remember starting in 1986, and I paid 12% interest on almost everything. And when it went down under 10%, I thought, wow, this is low interest rates. If we were to see over 10% right now, I don't know what would happen.
Schlongen, also chair of Associated Milk Producers, and he's looking forward to seeing some changes in policy that will benefit the dairy industry in the years to come.
Well, I think for sure the last, few years in coming up with this dairy margin coverage, that was maybe, to me, one of the biggest victories that I've seen in my career. And to me, that it gives us stability. It gives us a brighter future, I think, something that we can be able to sleep at night, and our bankers can realize that we're going to be okay, and we'll be around. Going forward, I still think we need that safety net, but I think these trade agreements could be huge. I think there's opportunities around the world that we can get products into that where consumption is increasing, the middle class is increasing, and we have the products to fill those markets, and we just got to keep working hard so we get a fair shake at it, so we are on a level playing field with other parts of the world.
That was Steve Schlongen, a dairy farmer who milks about 60 cows outside of Albany, Minnesota, also chair of Associated Milk Producers, Inc. Those comments heard on National Milk's Dairy Defined podcast. You can listen to that in its entirety at nmpf.org.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Tomorrow, Dr. Mike Hutchins joins us on our Feed Forum Friday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.